back, and just a lot of things that could have really caused some team chemistry to break down. But they've held it together. They've done a good job staying together as friends and teammates. And there's a real camaraderie there, and they've all worked for this one common goal, which is to get themselves where they are here today and to win this game. And so I guess probably just the togetherness that they have and the hard work that they put in into this team.
Starting lineup tonight on this your last game of this year for Snow Canyon.
We're going to go with, to start out the same way we have the last few games. We'll go with Angie and Danny at the guards, the one and the two spot. Mandy Barton will start at the three, and Chanel, Rose, and Janet Bundy at the four and five spots.
That has been really a tough starting lineup.
It has, and it's worked for us so far. I think we won 17 straight games with that lineup, and so we do a lot of changing. We'll go 9, 10 deep today. Hopefully we can get all 12 in, but we've gone at least 9 deep every game we've played the last 4 games in the state championship series. We've gone 9 deep, and hopefully, you know, by doing that, we're allowing our players who aren't used to this altitude a little bit of rest and give them a little bit more drive and to help them play better defense and hopefully that's going to pay off for us again today.
One final question. Has the doctor ordered a victory for medicinal purposes?
I hope so. I haven't seen one yet. I'm sure I will as soon as I get back to St. George. But if my voice will just hold out for the next little bit, I'll last the weekend.
Coach Randy Gelder, thank you for being with us. Congratulations on a great year, win or lose, and good luck tonight.
Thanks.
There you've heard from Coach Randy Gelder, the victorious coach thus far for Snow Canyon High School. Snow Canyon versus Union. That's our broadcast coming up in just a few moments. We'll be back with more in the pregame festivities after this timeout.
Dixie Sleep Center is offering some great prices on Haga mattresses. In fact, they're offering factory direct prices on beds of all sorts. Day beds starting at $89, bunk beds as low as $179, and futons as low as $199. Remember Dixie Sleep Center at 720 East St. George Boulevard. Dixie Sleep Center, with stores in Richfield, Cedar City, and in St. George. Dixie Sleep Center and Haga mean pure comfort. The Athlete's Foot in St. George and Cedar City features the latest styles from Nike, Reebok, Adidas, and Fila. Make sure foot and shoe come together just right with the help of the Athlete's Foot Certified Fit Technician. Everything in stock at the Athlete's Foot is 20 to 50% off. Life is too short to go around with sore feet, and nobody knows the Athlete's Foot like the Athlete's Foot. The Athlete's Foot in St. George and Cedar City.
Zions Bank has been helping people win business with their banking needs for nearly 125 years. Zions Bank has 7 locations in southern Utah, many with Saturday and evening hours. At Zions Bank, you can be assured that we'll be there where you need us and when you need us. You'll find knowledgeable people you can trust. Visit a Zions Bank location near you with offices in Springdale, Hurricane, Washington, and in St. George on Main Street, Bluff Street, Snow Canyon, and now in Smith. Zions Bank, a full-service bank.
Center at Weber State University. Looking a little bit at the tradition of these two teams, Snow Canyon doesn't have much in the way of deep tradition yet because you've only had 4 years. This is the fourth season that Snow Canyon has even been in existence. But you figure 4 seasons, 3 times in the state tournament, consolation bracket championship last year, plus finishing second the year before and playing for the title again this year, that's not a bad tradition. If it isn't deep, it is definitely rich in just 3 years of tradition. Now, for Union, Union has been in the state tournament often, but they've only won 2 basketball titles, one by the guys, one by the girls. The girls won the 2A state championship back in 1986. The guys won what was then the old Class B championship shortly after they divided A and B schools, big schools versus the little schools, in 1944. It was in 1953 that Union, coached by Glenn Allred, ended up with a victory then. Lisa Stolk was the coach at Union High School in 1986 when they won that girls' 2A title. But now it belongs to Union's 3A team to try to pick up their first ever title at this level. Snow Canyon looking for their first ever title at this level in the girls' basketball. And it should be a dandy matchup. Between these two teams, a 22-1 record for Union, a 21-2 record for Snow Canyon. The next to the last loss given to Union was by Snow Canyon. Snow Canyon was the last 3A team to beat Union, because the only loss this year, we find out, was Kearns High School beating Union at Union. And that is quite an accomplishment. We'll be back with the starting lineup as Union plays Snow Canyon for the 3A state basketball championship on the girls. Back after this timeout.
It's Honda's 50th anniversary, and St. George Motorsports Honda and RV is celebrating, offering 5% financing on Goldwing and Valkyries. Sale prices on Shadows and CBRs. All Honda ATVs are on sale, including the new Foreman 450S with those huge 25-inch tires that provide all the traction and control you'll ever need. Honda recommends this ATV for riders 16 years and older, and that all riders take a training course. St. George Motorsports Honda and RV, 1295 Highland Drive.
Botin Cedar and more has signature sandwiches, classic sandwiches, salads, soups, and chili, fountain drinks, four flavors of non-fat fruit smoothies, and Snow Grows and Dryers ice cream. We cheerfully accept all phone or fax orders. Call us at 628-2496 or fax us at 656-3095. Botin Cedar and more off the Washington City Exit 10 at the east end of the Albertsons Green Spring Shopping Center. Botin Cedar and more.
The Locker Room thanks all of their loyal customers for their support. Everyone is invited to visit them now to check out super closeout pricing on all basketball shoes. Also, it's time to pick up soccer, track, and baseball apparel and shoes and the equipment at team discount prices. While you're looking to be the best you can be in your sport, the Locker Room is the only place to stop. The Locker Room, 514 North Bluff in St. George.
Cheerleader Sierra Hero, who is sings the national anthem a cappella prior to the introduction of the starting lineups of these two ball clubs. Union High School cheerleader Sierra Hero. Union here by way of the 1-point victory over Pineview yesterday, 47-46. Pineview gave it their all and may have actually run out of a little steam. The Pineview girls are waiting around to watch this, by the way, and we see some of the other ball clubs that decided to stick around and watch for this one. And they are introducing the entire teams on both sides for Snow Canyon and for Union High School. Union coached by Mike Ross. Ross has been there for several years now, but has had a consistently winning record for the Union High School girls. Now they've introduced the reserves and the assistant coaches for Snow Canyon, and now they're introducing the reserves and the coaches for Union High School. If you look at this matchup, a matchup of 43 victories and 3 losses, if you were to look at the beginning of this particular tournament and say, let me pick some ball players, let me pick some ball clubs that are going to be in this tournament and are going to end up with the playing in this tournament and playing for the championship, you would look at Union, the number one rated team in the state of Utah, according to the Salt Lake Tribune, and you look at Snow Canyon, the number two rated team in the state of Utah, according to the Salt Lake Tribune. And you would say this is a matchup, and it just happened to turn out. It doesn't always turn out this way. Just happens to turn out that you can end up with the bracketing as such, where you get the number one and two teams. That doesn't always happen. Sheila Hutchison, a 5'8" sophomore, who was a problem for Pineview to handle, will start at one guard. Also starting at a guard, starting for Union, will be Sarah Colton, a 5'10" senior. Let's see if there's any changes in the starting lineups for Union. For Snow Canyon, you already know about Danny Shaheen, Angie Kauf, Mandy Barton, Jana Bundy, and Chanel Rose. Now for Union High School, of course, Sheila Hutchinson, a 5'8" sophomore, Sarah Colton, a 5'10" senior. Bev Richens, a 5'8" junior, will be starting. Also, April Meekum, a 5'7" junior, will be starting. And Alicia Uris, a 5'9" junior, will be the fifth starter. So if you look at the size, not bad. 5'8", 5'10", 5'8", 5'7", 5'9". Not bad for a girls' team. For Snow Canyon, they go taller, they go shorter. The shorter is Danny Shaheen at 5'5", and a junior. In that same range, Angie Kauf, a 5'7" junior. Mandy Barton, a 5'11" senior. And they go taller. 6 foot senior Jana Bundy, or junior, I should say. 6 foot junior Jana Bundy, and 6 foot junior Chanel Rose. Ready to get underway for the state championship, Snow Canyon versus Union. The next to the last game of the night here at the D of M Center, and the fans are starting to move in, and you get a little bigger crowd as each game takes place. A little bigger crowd on this one, still not packed, but you'll have a bigger crowd for Lehigh versus Emory, which will be the guys' final. That starts a little later. By about halftime of this ball game, you'll have about as big a crowd as you'll see for the rest of the night, because people try to get here. This is a little earlier start, but they'll begin with the girls' game. Urisk, 5'9 junior, along with Meekum, Colton, Richens, and Hutchison. To jump center, Jana Bundy. For Snow Canyon High School, she'll step in against 5'10" senior Sarah Colton. Pretty good matchup between Colton and Bundy. Bundy the taller of the two. Colton listed at 5'10", but a little closer to Bundy's size once they stand next to each other. Ready to go. The tap controlled by Bundy into the hands of Chanel Rose. Immediately looks for Danny Shaheen. Snow Canyon has the basketball to begin things. 2-3 zone, very active zone by Union, and they'll like to press. Bounce pass almost stolen, taken by Mandy Barton to Shaheen. Three-point attempt up too long. Long rebound, tapped out in front to Shaheen. Shaheen gets it back to Angie Kauf. Along the baseline, Chanel Rose wants the basketball. They can't get it to her. Ball knocked away again, picked up by Danny Shaheen. Snow Canyon has the basketball one more time. Danny Shaheen, Bev Richens, the key to the Union ball club defensively and offensively. Pass intended underneath and knocked away by Union. Stolen. Intended for Jana Bundy. So the first turnover belongs to Snow Canyon. A foul away from the action. Let's see who gets that. And it may be on Chanel Rose. It is away from the action. Chanel Rose has personal foul number one. That is team foul number one. Foul trouble for Rose. And Snow Canyon becomes much more even with Union. At the angle it goes to Richens. Into the corner. Three-point attempt up and good by Hutchison. So it's a 3-0 lead for Union. Full court pressure on Snow Canyon. Bounce pass comes to Danny Shaheen. Shaheen down the sidelines. Gets it to Bundy. Turnaround jump shot. No good. There will be a travel call on Snow Canyon. So two turnovers for Snow Canyon and a three-pointer for Union. And it's 3-0 Union right off the bat. Hutchison, the point guard, will be picked up by Angie Kauf. To the left side, it goes to Bev Richens. Down the sidelines, it goes to April Meekum. Meekum looks for help. Meekum brings it out in front to Richens. Union buzz behind you, 12-0 early in yesterday's game. Jump shot, good. Good by Sarah Colton. And Colton, from straight on, makes it 5-0. Full court pressure by Union. Danny Shaheen almost travels with the basketball. The trap is on. To the left side, it goes to Angie Kauf. Kauf in the lane, can't get the shot away. Bounce pass through the legs of a Snow Canyon ball player. Finally picked up by Kauf. Out of the corner, three-point attempt. Bank, high off the bankboard, and in. But it still counts, or do they count that as only two? They say only two. Foot was on the line. It's a two-pointer, 5-2. Jump ball call. Do they call a foul? And this one may belong to Union as Chanel Rose stepped in front of the basketball. This one is on Union's number 44, Alicia Urisk. That is the first personal foul on Union, first team foul. And will count as a turnover for Union. First quarter of play. State championship. A trap in backcourt. Shaheen breaks it with a dribble. Now there's numbers. Pass goes to Rose. Back to the basket. Layup shot, no good. Rebound, Bundy puts it up and in. So it's a 5-4 ball game. First 5 points to Union. Next 4 points to Snow Canyon. Richards to the right angle pass knocked away by Jana Bundy. And Snow Canyon, after a little bit of the initial nervousness is out of the way, Snow Canyon now starting to settle down. Bev Richards inbounds to April Meekham. Meekham, good outside shooter, to Sheila Hutchison. Hutchison pass underneath, intended for Uris. Off her fingers, out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Turnover by Union. It is two on each side. Two turnovers. Full court pressure by Union. Barton inbounds to Shaheen. Ball knocked away. There's going to be a foul. And it'll be called on Union. Personal foul belongs to number 25. That is Bev Richards. Richards. Personal foul number one. Team foul number two. Into the lineup for the first time for Snow Canyon will be Lindy Fry. Fry will be in. And let's see if it's Barton that comes out. It is Mandy Barton that comes out. The pass comes to Angie Kolf. Kolf in backcourt breaks the pressure with a dribble. Kolf right at the point. Will left fly with a three. Kolf shot up short. Rebound. Battled for. Touched last by Union. Knocked it away from Jana Bundy. Went over the head of Danny Shaheen, who almost touched it last, but they touched it high enough that Shaheen couldn't get a finger on it. Fry, inbounds comes to Kolf. Ball knocked away from Rose. It'll be a turnover. Steal by Union. Pass break the other way. Almost stolen. It is stolen by Snow Canyon, but they can't hang on to it. Out of bounds to Union. No possession by Snow Canyon, so no turnover on that one. As Danny Shaheen did intercept the pass for a while, but couldn't hang on to it. Inbounds, three-point attempt by Meekham. No good. Long rebound. Comes to Uris. A shot over the basket. Rebound Bundy. Gets it to Danny Shaheen. Shaheen has the ball dribbled away. Thrown right back into the hands of Bundy. Shaheen with the basketball. Right side to Kolf. Looks underneath. Back out in front. Shaheen will set for three. Good! Danny Shaheen. Makes it a 7-5 lead for Snow Canyon wearing the dark uniforms. They are the visitor team. Just pass deflected almost into the basket. Shot the other way, and there is a foul. Let's see who gets it. It may be on Chanel Rose. It is number two on Chanel Rose. And Rose has her second personal foul, second team foul, and Chanel Rose goes to the sideline. She happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Pass underneath, ricocheted up, and almost went into the basket. Brittany Hansen into the lineup. Hansen with three great defensive plays in that fourth quarter, consecutive times down the court. Will be in replacing Chanel Rose. Free throws. Shot up and good by Sarah Colton. 7-6. Snow Canyon with the lead. 5:01. Left in the first quarter of play. Just underway for the 3A state championship. Second shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Hansen. So it's a 7-6 lead. Snow Canyon. Pass comes into forecourt to Angie Kolf. Kolf double team. Gets in front of her defenders to Danny Shaheen. Quick pass. Close cross court to Lindy Fry. Down the sidelines to Kolf. Back out in front. Fry will let fly with three. Shot up no good. Rebound over the head of Jana Bundy. Taken by Meekham. The ball stolen by Kolf. Layup no good. Rebound brought down by Union. So a turnover by Union along the baseline. Jump shot by Colton. No good. Tapped out in front. Personal foul or is it a foul? It will. It may be on Shaheen. As Snow Canyon will pick up the personal foul. Shaheen has her first. That is the 13th foul. And Snow Canyon not getting the best of it thus far. On that call, into the lineup for the first time, or for the second time, I should say, Mandy Barton back in and Shaheen to take a breather. Out in front, it comes to Uris, drives to the basket, lays it up and in. Alicia Uris goes right through Snow Canyon and gives the lead to Union, 8-7. Full court pressure. Kolf leads it into forecourt, throws the ball away, saved by Uris. It's another turnover by Snow Canyon. Four turnovers by Snow Canyon. Three by Union. Hutchison into forecourt. Yeah, Hutchison lobs crosscourt to Uris. Back to the basket. Almost tied up. Gets it to Meekham. Out in front, Richens for three. Shot good. Bev Richens. Killed, mind you, yesterday with three-pointers. Hits one here. Four-point lead by Union. Hansen gets it to Fry. Fry into forecourt. It goes to Bundy. To the baseline to Kolf. High post. It goes to Bundy. Bundy is fouled as she goes up with a shot. The foul will belong to Colton. We have Union fans right behind us who are cheering for the Cougars. Personal foul belongs to Colton. That is her first and third team foul. And Bundy will shoot free throws. Into the lineup comes Nicole Larson. Also in comes Tammy Nielsen. Union doesn't go too deep on their bench. Those are the two they're using right now. Danny Shaheen back in after getting instructions from Randy Gelter. Gelter's starting to lose his voice. as we were talking to him in the pregame interview. Sunday to shoot two. Jesus, free throw up and short. Barely hits the front of the rim. 11-7, the lead. Union out in front of Snow Canyon. Steadies herself, second free throw up, and that one is short. So Bundy short with two free throws. Rebound brought down by Union. Sheila Hutchison into forecourt, loses the ball on the dribble in backcourt. No, it was touched by Snow Canyon. Picked up by Uris. To the baseline it goes to Colton, overshoots the basket. Rebound tapped out in front. Hutchison has it, takes the shot, shot short. Rebound brought down by Bundy. Outlet pass comes to Danny Shaheen. Shaheen flying into forecourt. Four on three, pass goes to Fry. Leaves it for Hanson. Back out in front to Fry, to Shaheen. Shaheen drives, leaves it for Fry. Fry at the free throw line, right side to Hanson. Underneath Bundy, bank shot good. There's a foul. Uris has her second personal foul. Fourth team foul. Jana Bundy has the basket. Brings it back to within two. 11-9. Ready to come back in as Bev Richens, who sat down briefly. And Jana Bundy at the free throw line. A chance to complete the three-point play, but she is 0 for 2 so far. Brooke Smith into the lineup. Lindy Fry to sit down. Mike Ross talking to Sheila Hutchison, calls her over to the side. Union confident that they can win. Losing at home. Their only loss came at home. Bundy steadies herself. Free throw a little harder this time and hits it. So a three-point play. It's back to within one. 11-10. One-point lead by Union. Bounce pass at the angle. Goes to Richens. Almost travels. Out in front it comes to Hutchison. Hutchison reverses. Dumps it off to Richens at the left side. It goes to Nielsen, three-point attempt up and good by Hutchison. Hutchison out of the corner, three three-pointers, and it's a four-point lead again. 14-10. Mandy Barton gets it to Danny Shaheen. Shaheen, middle lane of the fast break, lobs the pass to the baseline intended for Bundy, knocked out of bounds by Union. The Union scrambling, trapping on the defense, and hitting three-pointers. What else could you ask for? Inbounds it comes to Danny Shaheen. Shaheen at the point, 2-3 zone by Union. But they want to chase Jana Bundy for a little while. Brooke Smith down the sidelines. It goes to Brittany Hanson. Hanson looks for help. Two fouls on Rose. That's the foul trouble. Bundy quickly to Smith along the baseline. Double team brings it out in front. Throws it right into the hands of Union. Turnover by Snow Canyon. Driving to the basket. Hook shot up and good by Tammy Nielsen. Nielsen has the basket. Make it a 16-10 lead. Six-point lead by Union. Danny Shaheen, free throw line, dumps it off. Mandy Barton, set shot, good! Mandy Barton, who hasn't scored much in postseason, has her first basket. Make it 16-12. Lob pass to the baseline, thrown away by Union. As Sheila Hutchison throws it too far. Full court pressure by Union. Coach Mark Hepler, assistant coach. The coach Randy Gelder will be doing a little more of the vocalizing today. Mark Hepler and Esplin, Paul Hurd, and Jason Brooks helping. Mark Hepler and Ann Esplin here with the team. 2:05 left in the first quarter of play. Ready to inbounds. Lindy Fry is back in. Gets it to Brooke Smith. Fry with the basketball. They get it to Danny Shaheen. Get the screen. Shaheen into forecourt. Bounce pass to Hanson. Pass too big for Fry. Snow Canyon throws it away. Six turnovers by Snow Canyon. 16-12. 1:55 left in the first quarter of play. Union has the lead. Snow Canyon making some mistakes. Union, Sheila Hutchison. Hutchison to the right side it goes. To Nicole Larson, back to Hutchison. Left side to Richens. She'll set for three online to too long. Rebound tapped around, brought down by Bundy. Outlet pass comes to Brooke Smith. Snow Canyon wants to run. Three on two fast break. Smith turns out, gets it to Shaheen. There will be a blocking foul. It will belong to Hutchison, and Hutchison has her first. Hutchison ended up in foul trouble against Pineview. Danny Shaheen will take the ball out of bounds. No correction, Fry will. That is the fifth team foul on Union. Three team fouls on Snow Canyon. Brooke Smith goes to the point. Has a notion, doesn't take the shot. Back to Lindy Fry. Back to Brooke Smith. Lob intended for Shaheen. Knocked out of bounds by Union. Sheila Hutchison defensively. Sheila Hutchison had a great tournament. 21 points against Ogden. Held out of double figures against Pineview, partially because she was in foul trouble. Pineview did a good job on her also. Shaheen down the sidelines. It goes to Fry. Lob pass out in front goes to Hanson. Can't grab onto it. Now she gets it to Shaheen. Free throw line. Dips it off to Smith. At the baseline, drives to the basket. Layup no good. Rebound followed by Hanson. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds off the hands of Union. Ball belongs to Snow Canyon with 1:06 left in the first quarter of play. Lead is Union's. 16-12. Lindy Fry inbounds, intended for Bundy. Through her hands, turnover by Snow Canyon. Union into forecourt. Richens cross court. It goes to Hutchinson. Bank shot good. Hutchinson, 8 first quarter points. Then it's back to a 6-point lead. 54 seconds left in the first quarter. Lindy Fry into forecourt. It comes to Brooke Smith. Back to Fry. Snow Canyon not backing down, but they're down by 6. Fry at the right side to Shaheen. Cross court. Smith will set for 2. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Bev Richens. Union with the basketball. Richens to push it into forecourt. Lob almost traveled with the ball. Goes to number 11. That's Larson. Shot put up. No good by Hutchinson. And there will be a foul on Hanson. Union came out fired up for this ball game. Hanson has her first personal foul. Fourth team foul on Snow Canyon. And shooting will be Sarah Colton. It wasn't Hutchinson. It was Colton underneath. In the mass of body, she was the one that was bumped. Shooting 2. 18-12, a 6-point lead by Union with 28.8 seconds left in the first quarter. Free throw up, no good by Colton. Colton now 1-for-3. 18-12. Union grabbing the lead. Turnovers by Snow Canyon a problem. Union has had their share too. Snow Canyon's had more than their share. Free throw good, make it 19-12. 7-point lead. Pass comes to Danny Shaheen, who has been bottled up a little bit. Shaheen hasn't really been in a good shooting position that much. To Lindy Fry. Fry lob pass to Bundy in the lane. Jump shot will not go, but there's a foul. So the size underneath is going to be a secret for Snow Canyon. Personal foul belongs to Nicole Larson. That is her first. Sixth team foul, and already Snow Canyon with 17.7 seconds left in the third quarter will be shooting free throws the rest of the half. Bundy to shoot 2. Steadies herself. Free throw up and short. She is now 1-for-4. Into the lineup comes Urisk. Into the lineup comes Hutchinson. Sitting down is Nielsen. Sitting down is Nicole Larson. Ready to get the second shot is Bundy. 19-12, 7-point lead. Bundy, 1-for-4. Free throw is up and hangs, will not fall. 1-for-5 from the free throw line. And Union has the basketball. 13.5 seconds left in the quarter. Urisk to the baseline. It goes. Colton wants to take the shot. Brings it out in front. Bev Richens picked up immediately by Shaheen. To Hutchinson. In the lane. It goes to Colton. Bank shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Bundy. That's the end of the first quarter. 19-12. Union with the first quarter lead over Snow Canyon. We'll be back with quarter number 2 after this timeout.
The Animal Tender is Southern Utah's newest and only pet resort. Taking a weekend away or a much-needed vacation? Why not let your dogs, cats, birds, and exotic animals vacation at the Animal Tender while you're away? The Animal Tender offers boarding, grooming, training, and a doggy day camp. Canines have their own run, a courtyard, and optional playtime. And they have the state-of-the-art hydrosurge bath. Dr. Bruce and Lynn Jacobson are the new owners. The Animal Tender, 588 North Dixie Drive. Call today for your reservation, 673-0909. It used to be St. George Yamaha, but now there's new ownership, and the new name is All Season Motorsports. The grand opening is March 6th and 7th. All Season Motorsports will be giving away a new Yamaha personal watercraft. So stop by and register. If you're looking for a new or used boat, a personal watercraft, a four-wheeler, or a motorcycle, see All Season Motorsports at 350 East St. George Boulevard.
To 12, 7-point lead by Union over Snow Canyon. To begin the second quarter of play, Union will have the basketball once again. Some foul problems? Yes, there are. As far as shooting percentages, let me see if we can catch some of those from the first quarter. Inbounds, it comes. Yeah, Richens has the ball batted away, finally stolen by Snow Canyon. Here comes Danny Shaheen on the wing to Mandy Barton. Curls into the corner, turnover by Union, trying to get it down low to Bundy. Brings it out in front to Chanel Rose. Back into the lineup. Shaheen to the left side, it goes to Kolf. Can't get the shot away. Back out in front to Shaheen. Right side, it goes to Barton. Back out in front to Shaheen. Left side to Kolf. Along the baseline, drives, puts it up, no good. There's a foul, and Kolf will shoot free throws. Turnovers in the first half, 8 for Snow Canyon, 5 for Union. And as far as shooting percentages go, 50% for Union, 38% for Snow Canyon. Rebound, Snow Canyon actually has out-rebounded Union, 10-8. Angie Kolf at the free throw line to shoot a couple. She has a free throw to her credit. Free throw is up and good, or I should say a basket to her credit. Free throw is up and good. Make it 19-13. Back to a six-point lead. Kolf trying to get the second free throw. Good shooter has it. Kolf 2-for-2. 19-14. Shaheen will pick up Richens at midcourt. Shaheen, excellent defensive player. Pass goes to the left side for Union. Sheila Hutchison being guarded by Kolf. Pass is deflected slightly, but Richens gets it into the corner. It goes to Nicole Larson. Larson with the basketball back out in front of Richens. Snow Canyon extending out their defense a little bit. Underneath it goes to Colton. Shot partially deflected by Chanel Rose, who throws the ball away after she gets the rebound. Turnover by Snow Canyon. Chanel Rose a little frustrated right now. She's not having the type of game she had in the first two ball games. Games, couple of early fouls, and that turnover, 19-14, five-point lead. Hutchison being guarded by Kolf, man-to-man defense by Snow Canyon. Out in front, Larson looking for the wheel, trying to get it to Hutchison. Three-point attempt up, no good. Rebound, battled for on the floor, picked up by April Mika. Pass deflected, almost stolen by Kolf, picked up by Hutchison. To the right side it goes to Richens. Richens looks for help. Richens will be challenged by Shaheen. Richens to the right side. It goes to Colton. Working on Bundy. Loses the ball. And they call a foul on Snow Canyon. Danny Shaheen gets personal foul number 2. 15 foul. And it's out of bounds to Snow Canyon. 6:36 left in the half. Randy Gelder beside himself. Inbounds. It comes to Richens into the corner. Hutchison for 3. Good. Hutchison has hit her third three-pointer. They give her 3 or 2. They gave her a 3, 22-14. Pass comes to Kolf. Kolf, under pressure, being trapped with the basketball. Out in front it comes to Barton. Barton to the baseline to Rose. Rose makes the move in the lane, takes the shot, in and out, no good. Rebound, battle for, off the hands of, no, saved by Snow Canyon, but in the hands of Union. Hutchison on the drive, ball just swiped away by Danny Shaheen. Shaheen coming the other way. Bounce pass goes to Rose. There will be a foul on Hutchison. And Shaheen will shoot. Hutchison has her second personal foul. Seventh team foul. 1-1 coming up for Danny Shaheen. Shaheen with only 3 points on the night. Does she want a timeout? Yes, Snow Canyon wants a timeout. 6:01 left in the first half. It's 22-14. Just a 20-second timeout for Snow Canyon. They want to just regroup a little. Danny Shaheen anxious to win this ball game. If you're going to pick on anybody who has kind of the mental toughness to try to carry you to victory, it'd be Danny Shaheen. She has played very well. By the way, for the record, her parents are here, not in Illinois. Even though her sister, Mandy, who started Pineview High School, is playing for the Southern Utah University Lady Thunderbirds. That's the Mid-Continent Conference playoff. The girls are playing tonight. SUU Thunderbirds, the guys, play tomorrow in their first-round play. Tonight, Southern Utah's, or this afternoon, the Southern Utah women's team beat University of Missouri, Kansas City, 77-59. How Mandy did, I don't know. Danny has 3 points here, shooting 1-1. Danny Shaheen needs the first to get the second. First free throw is good. Danny Shaheen has put together a string now. Looking back, Shaheen hit 7-for-7 in the last ball game. Second free throw up and good. Has 2 of them here. And that cuts the margin once again back to 6. 22-16. Pass at the angle goes to Mika. Cross-court pass, no into the middle, goes to Uris. The ball almost stolen. Hutchison throws it away. As Snow Canyon putting extra pressure on. Danny Shaheen hit her last 2. Against Wasatch, 7 last night, and the first 2 here, 11 straight free throws. Inbound pass, thrown away. Trying to go with the baseball pass, and Colton steps in front of it. Reach-in foul will go to Brittany Hanson. Hanson with her first. That is the 16th foul. 3 ball players for Snow Canyon have each committed 2 personal fouls. Danny Shaheen, Brittany Hanson, and Chanel Rose. Inbound comes to Richens. Richens picked up by Shaheen. Back to Hutchison. Hutchison, cross-court pass. Goes to Meekham. Baseline jump shot forces it. No good. Rebound battled for. Taken by Hutchison. Shot no good. Rebound taken on the other side by Angie Kolf. Kolf, he's still in backcourt. Hutchison trying to knock the ball away. Does so. It's touched last by Hutchison. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Hutchison almost had the steal. Randy Gelter giving some hand signals to his team to make sure they stay alert. Hutchison may have hurt her side as she went down. She comes out holding her left hip. And hustling in is Tammy Nielsen. Inbounds comes to Kolf, quickly to Shaheen. Snow Canyon breaks the press this time. Shaheen in the middle lane of the keyhole. Ball knocked away, stolen by Union. Another turnover by Snow Canyon. Richens against Shaheen. Switches hands with a dribble. Right side, it goes to Nielsen. Pass down low to Uris. Turnaround jump shot, no good. And there's a foul. It'll be on Rose. Chanel Rose has her third. And that is the seventh team foul, Snow Canyon. Chanel Rose saying, hey, I didn't touch her. And Randy Gelter saying the same thing. Gelter really frustrated. Pleading with the official, and the official not going for it. Here comes Darcy Drake. Drake will have to be a critical ball player in this game. As Chanel Rose sits down, Rose, without a point in this ball game, has been in foul trouble. Uris at the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw is in and out. No good. 22-16. 6-point lead by Union. 5:06 left in the first half of play. In spite of it all, Snow Canyon within hailing distance, but too many turnovers. Free throw up and no good. Rebound battled for off the hands of Bundy. Picked up by Uris, who puts it back up and in. So it's an 8-point lead. Went off the hands of Jana Bundy. Bundy had a shot at getting the rebound. Pass to the sidelines goes the call. Pass down underneath intended for Bundy. Union gets the steal again. Another turnover by Snow Canyon. 12 turnovers in this ballgame by Snow Canyon. At the angle it goes, back out in front it comes to Bev Richens. Richens at the point. Gives it off to Uris. Back to the right side to Nielsen. Back out in front to April Meekham. Bounce pass to the left side. Colton hooks it up with the left hand over the basket. Rebound brought down by Barton. To Angie Kolf. Snow Canyon with the basketball. Down by eight. The pass goes to Shaheen. Shaheen in the lane. Pass cross court. They call the offensive foul. Danny Shaheen has three personal fouls. Three on Shaheen. Three on Chanel Rose. Union has a lock on this right now. And Randy Gelter out talking with the official right now. How did she get the offensive foul? No, they say no offensive foul. That's Randy Gelter is wondering. No, it was after the initial indication was offensive foul. No, they say after the pass now. So Shaheen comes out. Will not come out yet. Sheila Hutchison in. Snow Canyon. Buried by fouls, buried by turnovers. Brooke Smith to come in, and Danny Shaheen will cool her heels for a while. Union having everything fall their way right now. Snow Canyon committing fouls, committing turnovers. Union helping to force that with their pressure. Colton shooting 1-1. First one is good. Colton 3-for-5. Union High School. Randy Gelter about to get a technical foul. He is hollering at the official across the way. Second free throw up and good. It's a male and a female official, and it's the female official that made that last call. That's who he's after right now. Brittany Hansen to Brooke Smith. Smith at the angle, it goes to Angie Kolf. She'll step up, back to Smith, back to Kolf. Kolf will left fly for three, shot no good. That basket has not been good for anybody on the girls' side today. Driving is Nielsen. Reach-in foul will go to Brooke Smith. They're going to call a quick reach-in foul. They're calling it tight. And two shots coming up. They say she was going up for a shot. That's the ninth team foul on Snow Canyon, and it's obvious. That call called with a vengeance by the official, not the female, the male official. Free throw up and good by Nielsen. Union has shot nine times and has hit five of them now. Coming out is Sarah Colton, Meekham, and Hutchison back in. Shooting free throws, Tammy Nielsen. Mandy Barton about ready to come back in. Free throw up and short. Long rebound comes to Uris. Union keeps the basketball. Uris along the baseline. Shot up blocked by Darcy Drake. Into the lineup will come Mandy Barton. Randy Gelter hollering at his girls about defensive presence. Darcy Drake comes out. Mandy Barton back in. No Canyon needing some offensive strength right now. Ready to inbound. Meekham almost throws it away. Pass is stolen by Barton. Drops it on the end line. It's out of bounds to Union once again. Every bounce of the ball seems to be going in Union's direction. Inbounds, it comes to April Meekum. Back out in front, new person in there is Angie Gaylor. Gaylor, three-point attempt by Hutchison, no good. Long rebound comes to Gaylor. Out over the head of Snow Canyon in that position. Meekum out in front. We have a foul on Union. And that one may belong to Urisk, or is it three-second? Three-second violation. Turnover by Union. No foul, just a three-second violation. Four turnovers each here in this second quarter. Full court pressure. Pass comes to Mandy Barton. Barton breaks it with a dribble into forecourt. Looks for help. Gets it to Angie Kolf. Kolf at the point. Neither team, no women's team that we've seen has shot well at this right basket today. Angie Kolf at the free throw line. Shot up no good. Saved by Bundy. No, she stepped out of bounds. Didn't even come close to the basket on that one. Turnover by Snow Canyon. That will count. It wasn't close enough to be a real shot. 27-16. 3:24 left in the first half of play. Sheila Hutchison picks up her third personal foul as she commits the offensive foul and running over Angie Kolf. Bev Richards about ready to come back in and Hutchison to sit down. So that is three on Hutchison. Mike Ross was not aware that there were three on Hutchison, that would be the third foul. Richards hustles and comes in. Kolf to the corner. It goes to Mandy Barton. Looking down low to Bundy. To the high post to Hanson, moving the ball well. To Brooke Smith, back out in front to Angie Kolf. Back to Brooke Smith. His own defense, high post to Hanson, back to Angie Kolf. Kolf back into the corner. Brooke Smith, head fakes along the baseline, jump shot over the basket. Rebound right into the hands of April Meekum. Not even come close to drawing iron that time, just playing over the basket. Bev Richards, skip pass cross court, goes to Gaylor, bounce pass down low to your wrist. Shot up, no good, but there will be a foul, and that'll belong to Hanson. That one was a legitimate call. Hanson right across the wrist. Third personal on Hanson. And at the free throw line, shooting two is Urisk. Urisk at the free throw line is 0 for 2, but has two baskets on the night. Ann Esplin giving some explanation. Randy Gelder about to lose his voice, I think. Free throw up and good by Urisk. 28-16, 12-point lead by Union. As Snow Canyon has scored but 4 points in the second quarter. Second free throw up and good. Urisk makes it a 29-16 lead. 13-point advantage. Snow Canyon, huge hole to overcome. Pass deflected in backcourt by Nielsen. Kolf still in backcourt being double-teamed. Kolf across the 10-second line. Trap on the basketball. Jump ball called. Who has it? It should be out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Snow Canyon has the ball. Union will trap the basketball. With their quickness, one of the quickest girl teams we've seen this year. We're about to have a new person in for Union. Inbound comes to Angie Kolf. With Shaheen and Rose on the sidelines, Brittany Hanson playing with three personal fouls. High post to Hanson, to Mandy Barton to the basket. Bank shot good. Mandy Barton has her second basket. 29-18, back to an 11-point lead. To the baseline, shot up, blocked by Kolf. Taken out of there by Kolf. Kolf blocked it and got the basketball. Jump pass comes to Brooke Smith into forecourt. It goes to Hanson. Hanson, cross court. It goes to Kolf. Kolf into the corner. It goes to Mandy Barton. Back out in front to Kolf. Kolf looks for help. Back to Barton. Barton, lob pass down low to Bundy. Bundy, turnaround, jump shot up and in and out. Rebound. Bundy puts it back up and in. Jana Bundy stayed with it. Got her third basket. 29-20. Back to a 9-point lead. Meekum in the corner. It goes to your wrist. Back out in front to Richards. Pass thrown away by Union. A minute 45 left in the half. Snow Canyon with a chance to close some territory. Kim Kettle into the lineup for the first time. Timeout called by Union with a minute 45 left in the first half of play. 29-20, Union leads back after this timeout.
Windshield replacement, auto or home window repair, that's what we specialize in at CR Glass in St. George. We even come to your home or office to do the work. We even give you a warranty on our workmanship and offer free chip repair on every windshield we replace. At CR Glass, we use only original equipment manufacturer's glass. CR Glass at 930 West Sunset Boulevard, across from the Phoenix Plaza, right here in St. George. Evans Hair Selling College wishes all the Washington County High Schools good luck in the state tournament and would like to remind you that you can get professional beauty salon services at school prices at Evans Hair Styling College. Any female, you can have your hairstyle for just $2 any Monday or Tuesday, and Evans Hair Styling College is the home of the $3 haircut every Thursday from 8 until 5. Evans Hair Styling College is located at 955 East Tabernacle, just north of the Dixie College campus, and you can call them at 673-6128.
Inbound pass to Angel, ends up in the hands of Brooke Smith, who's tied up by April Meekum. It's an alternate possession call, and it's out of bounds to Union. So Snow Canyon will get a turnover on that. A minute 35 left in the first half. Richens, Lindy Fry back into the lineup. Richens to Meekum. Back out in front. It comes to Nielsen. Back to Bev Richens. Richens backing away from trouble against Brooke Smith. Union losing to Snow Canyon a year ago tonight, but right now Union leading. Pass down low. Do they call a foul? They may call a foul on Janet Bundy. Or do they call it on Union? They call it on... Slaps the basketball, wants to start the offense. Down goes Kolf. Lob way out in front comes to Brooke Smith. Lob comes back to Kolf into the right corner. Trying to find Drake. Instead goes to Smith. Ball almost stolen. Stolen right back by Snow Canyon. And they call touch last by Union. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Union's defense has been swarming and too much for Snow Canyon to handle right now. Especially with Danny Shaheen sitting on the bench with three personal fouls. Brooke Smith to the left side. It goes to Angie Kolf. Kolf goes to the baseline. Cut off. Comes out to the top of the key to Drake. To Kolf. Underneath and intended for Bundy. Knocked away by Union. Union is double teaming the centers down underneath. The Bundy will have people around her all night. Fry inbounds. It comes to Kolf. Kolf looks for help. Down underneath to Bundy. Ball knocked away. Thrown away into the hands of Union. Another turnover by Snow Canyon. 15 turnovers in this first half. Richens on the right side. It goes to Meekum. Jump shot up and good. April Meekum converts the turnover. That's one thing Pineview discovered is turnovers will produce points for Union. Ball knocked away by Bev Richens. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Back to a 12-point lead now. 33-21. 32.8 seconds left. Union with the advantage. 12-point advantage. Lindy Fry. Bounce pass goes to Brooke Smith. To the left side it goes. Angie Kolf. Three-pointer up. No good. Rebound. Chased down into the opposite corner by Fry. Pass thrown away. Through the hands of Bundy. Leading her too much. Union with the basketball. Richens along the baseline. Overshoots the basket. Rebound brought down by Darcy Drake. To Fry. Reach-in foul will belong to Richens. Richens picks up her second personal foul. Two shots coming up for Union. We have a leather-lunged Union fan right up behind us. You can hear him all over the D of N Center. At the free throw line, Lindy Fry. Fry to shoot a couple. 10.1 seconds left. Urisk about ready to come in. Colton about ready to come in. Fry to shoot two. First shot is no good. Into the lineup comes Colton. Into the lineup comes Urisk. Sitting down is Kettle. Sitting down is Nicole Larson. Lindy Fry. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. Lindy Fry has her first point of the night. 33-22. Back to an 11-point lead. Union trying to get the last shot off. Meekum, ball knocked away. Touch last by Snow Canyon. Out of bounds to Union. 4.6 seconds left. Union ready to inbound. Richens way out in front. It comes to Meekum. Shield set for three. Shot no good. Rebound taken by Kolf. Kolf can't get the shot away. At the half, Union overwhelming Snow Canyon right now. 33-22. Let's take this time out. We'll be back with the first half scoring and the statistical story, which is not too pretty for Snow Canyon right now. Back after this time out.
The BYU International Folk Dancers will perform Saturday the 28th at the Dixie Center, Cox Performing Arts Center. This ensemble presents one of the broadest spectrums of international music and dance performed by a single group. Saturday's program includes selections from Western and Eastern Europe, the Middle East, Asia, Latin America, and North America. There will be a matinee at 3 p.m. with open seating. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students. The evening performance begins at 8. For ticket information, call the Dixie Center at 628-7003.
It's Honda's 50th anniversary, and St. George Motorsports Honda and RV is celebrating, offering 5% financing on Goldwing and Valkyries, sale prices on Shadows and CBRs. All Honda ATVs are on sale, including the new Foreman 450S with those huge 25-inch tires that provide all the traction and control you'll ever need. Honda recommends this ATV for riders 16 years and older, and that all riders take a training course. St. George Motorsports Honda and RV, 1295 Highland Drive.
Folks are looking for a kinder, gentler time, especially when shopping. At ABC Auto Parts, the gang will take...
Union has the lead at the half against Snow Canyon, and it has not been a pretty statistical story for Snow Canyon thus far. Right now, out at midcourt at the D Event Center, the presentation of the academic All-State team, including Bridget Cox of Hurricane, who is here. Also, Elaine Union slowed down a little bit, 36.1% shooting. But Snow Canyon only 32.3% game-wise. Pass goes to Chanel Rose. Free throw line. Jump shot. Soft and good. Rose to begin the fourth quarter. Gets the basket. Back to a 9-point lead. Inbound pass is stolen by Kolf. She's tied up by Union immediately. And it's out of bounds to Union once again. Meekum back in for the fourth quarter. Tammy Nielsen in backcourt. Emery and Lehigh getting ready to come in for the boys' championship final. Meekum, way out in front, goes down the sidelines to Nicole Larson. Union with a 9-point lead. 42-33. Pass to Gaylor, and Danny Shaheen commits the foul as Gaylor takes the shot. Or is it Richards? Correction, it is Richards that takes the shot, and Shaheen commits the foul. That's number 4 on Shaheen. 6th team foul on Snow Canyon. Everybody shoots the rest of the night. Richens with 2 3-pointers has not shot much, but has shot well. Free throw good. Free throw wise, 64.7% for Union, 58.8% free throws for Snow Canyon. Richens trying to hit 2. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Rose. Bumped underneath. No foul called. It's back to a 10-point lead. Late pass and tender for Kolf. Deflected by Nielsen off the hands of Kolf. And that's just the way it's gone. Nielsen got a fingertip on it. Just enough to deflect it almost totally out of the reach of Kolf. But just enough to skim her fingernails. And out of bounds. Pass stolen by Mandy Barton. Barton to the basket. Lays it up with a left hand. Misses. Rebound to Heen. No good. There's a foul. So Barton misses the layup. Got the steal, misses the layup, and the foul belongs to Tammy Nielsen, her second personal foul, and at the free throw line, shooting, will they say two, is Danny Shaheen. Shaheen, 2 for 2 on the night. Free throw up and good. 12 straight free throws by Shaheen over the last 3 ball games. Hit her last 2 nights ago. Hit all 7 yesterday. Cuts the margin to 8. Next free throw, no good. Rebound, Bundy shot up, no good, but there's another foul. And this one belongs to Bev Richens. That is number 4. That is number 4. 4 personal fouls on Richens. And at the free throw line will be Jana Bundy. Richens coming out. Urisk back in. Or Urisk, I should say. U-R-E-S-K. There are 2 of them. Kylene and Alicia. Alicia is the one that starts. Kylene occasionally plays. Bundy to shoot a couple. Bundy has not been very good at the free throw line, but hits that one. Now she's hit 2 straight. She was good earlier in the tournament. Now has hit 3 out of 8. Trying to cut the margin. It's 43-35. Second free throw, good. 43-36. And believe it or not, it's a 7-point lead. Into the lineup, Brooke Smith. Into the lineup is Lindy Fry. To sit down will be Shaheen and Bundy. Barton will stay in. Fry will stay in. Smith will stay in. Kolf and Chanel Rose. 7:09 left in the ball game. Snow Canyon back within seven. A trap on the basketball. Lob pass goes to Nielsen. Down into the corner to Meekum. Trapping the basketball. Snow Canyon putting on that trap, putting on the pressure. It goes to Meekum. Cross-court pass goes to Larson. Shot up and good. Foul will go to call. Union finds the open person, and Call picks up personal foul number two. Chance for a three-point play. Takes it right back out to a nine-point ball game, 45-36. And it just belongs to Union right now. 6:54 left in the ball game. And Union has everything going their way. Free throw by Larson, no good. Misses it. Rebound into the hands of Snow Canyon. Nine-point lead. Pass comes to Brooke Smith. Snow Canyon trailing by nine. Smith back into the corner. It goes to Kalt. Kalt back to Smith. She will step for three and hit it. Brooke Smith, a three-point shot. Brings it back to within six. 45-39, ball knocked away. A blocking foul called on Snow Canyon. And I believe it belongs to Brooke Smith. And shooting one and one will be Union. Brooke Smith with her second personal foul. Thought they had the steal. And at the free throw line will be Tammy Nielsen to shoot one and one. She is one for two on the night. 45-39, six-point lead by Union. With all of the struggles Snow Canyon has had, they're still within striking distance. Nielsen, free throw up. Good. Hangs on the rim and comes off. Nielsen hits the first. It's back to a seven-point lead, 46-39. 6:34 left in the ballgame. A lot of Pineview fans sticking around for this one also. Free throw up, and Nielsen has that one go. So two free throws, back to an eight-point lead for Union. Snow Canyon facing the full court pressure. Brooke Smith across the 10-second line. Law pass comes to Kalt. Right to the baseline. Triple team gets the pass out in front again to Smith. Back into the corner. Kalt head fakes back to Smith. Back to the high post to Rose. Makes the move. Leans in. No foul call. They knock the ball away. Rose ends up on the floor. And she tried to get to the basket. No foul called on Union that time. Mandy Barton inbounds comes to Brooke Smith. Smith in the corner. Back out in front it comes to Kalt. To the left side it goes to Barton. Set shot by Barton. Good. Barton gets the 2 points right back. 6 points on the night by Mandy Barton. Has a nice touch with the left hand, but doesn't get called upon to score that often for a while, or hasn't for a while. Timeout called by Union. 6:02 left in the game. 6 point lead. Union 47-41. Is it a full timeout or a 20-second timeout? Full timeout. Back after this timeout.
Zions Bank has been helping people win business with their banking needs for nearly 125 years. Zions Bank has seven locations in southern Utah, many with Saturday and evening hours. At Zions Bank, you can be assured that we'll be there where you need us and when you need us. You'll find knowledgeable people you can trust. Visit a Zions Bank location near you with offices in Springdale, Hurricane, Washington, and in St. George on Main Street.
6:02 left in the ball game. Union has the basketball. They may go into a little bit of a four corners against Snow Canyon. 6 point lead. They want the layups if they can get them, and they want to be a little more patient. Larson cut off along the baseline. Pass stolen, but lost out of bounds by Barton. Stepped in front of the pass, but couldn't hang on to it. So no real turnover there. It's out of bounds to Union once again. Snow Canyon trying desperately to come back within six. Inbounds pass almost stolen. Battle for the basketball. Who gets it? Jump ball should be Snow Canyon's. It is. It'll count as a turnover for Union. So Snow Canyon a chance to bring this back within a livable distance. Within six right now. 5:46 left in the contest. Snow Canyon has had one person foul out. Chanel Rose has three. Danny Shaheen on the bench with four. Mandy Barton gets it to Angie Kalf. Kalf to push it into forecourt against the pressure. Double teamed along the sidelines. Goes to Lindy Fry. Comes out again with the pass to Angie Kalf. Kalf out at the top of the key. Goes to the right side to Fry. Lob pass goes to Chanel Rose. Dishes off to Smith. Three-pointer. Good! Brooke Smith hits the three-pointer. Cuts the lead in half. 47-44. Now it's Snow Canyon with a shot at it. Union lob pass comes to Uriah. Cross-court pass almost stolen. Colton to the basket. Hits it and gets fouled. Sarah Colton driving layup gets the basket, and the personal foul belongs to Mandy Barton, her first. Chance for the three-point play, so Snow Canyon brings it within three. And similar to what Point Pineview had to deal with Union last night, although it wasn't that big a lead, it was just a 5-0 advantage. And Snow Canyon kept coming back, actually had the lead, Snow Canyon did in the first quarter. Then Union took the lead and has never let up. Colton trying to complete the three-point play. The shot is good. That's two of them. Driving bank shot with a free throw after. It's back to a six-point lead. Pass comes to Brooke Smith. Three-on-two fast break. Smith to the baseline to Rose to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound, Chanel Rose. Puts it up and in. Chanel Rose cuts the margin to four. Rose, 6 points all in the second half. Into forecourt, Sheila Hutchison playing with four. Trapped along the sidelines. Ball almost knocked away. Finally gets it to Larson. Bank shot good. Larson with the basket. And there is a foul in backcourt, a court on Union, and that may be on Hutchison. That should be five on Hutchison. So Sheila Hutchison commits her fifth personal foul. Her sophomore year, she's only a sophomore. She will be back, will end with 4:43 left in the contest. Hutchison didn't score in the second half, but had 11 big points in the first half, including 3 three-pointers. Into the lineup comes Bev Richards, who's playing with 4 personal fouls. 52-46, back to a 6-point lead. Chanel Rose to shoot 1-1. 19 fouls on each side. Everybody shoots 2 after this. 6-point lead again, 52-46. Rose to shoot it 1-1. Needs the first to get the second. Steadies herself, free throw up, and short. Rebound brought down by Union. Here comes Union into forecourt. Uriss with the basketball. Looks for help, goes to the right side to Bev Richards. Nicole Larson all alone underneath. She's in underneath. The ball knocked away on the floor. Diving after it is Angie Koff. Jump ball out of bounds to Union. Snow Canyon so close to having the steal and not quite getting it. Danny Shaheen back into the lineup. 4:28 left in the ballgame. With Hutchison out, Shaheen back in. Shaheen only a junior. She will be back. Mandy Barton to sit down and Fry to stay in for defensive purposes. Richens inbounds to Uriss. Uriss. Jump pass comes back to Richards. To the baseline, it goes to Larson. Larson guarded closely by Fry along the baseline. Can't get the pass away. Ball deflected, almost stolen by Shaheen. Picked up by Meekum. Again, just out of the reach of Shaheen. Got a fingertip on it, and that's it. Three-point attempt by Meekum, no good. Rebound brought down by Lindy Fry at the baseline. Clears it to Danny Shaheen. Snow Canyon has numbers. 3-on-2 fast break. Shaheen right to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Chanel Rose. Back to the basket for two. It's a 4-point lead. 52-48. Chanel Rose gets the basket. 3:52 left in the ballgame. Bev Richens' ball almost knocked away. Richens tied up by Kolf. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Turnover Union. Here comes Snow Canyon. Snow Canyon within four. They had it within three on the three-point shot by Brooke Smith. They can bring it within two. 3:47 left in the ballgame. These Lady Warriors will not give up. To the high post, it goes to Rose just to break the press. To Smith in the corner. Back out in front, it comes to Smith. Back into the corner, all alone. Three-point shot, good by Angie Kolf. 1-point game. 52-51. Pressure by Snow Canyon. Union with the basketball. Richard back out in front, it comes to Meekum. Snow Canyon, 3:18 left in the contest. Goes to the left side to Uriss. Back out in front, it comes to Meekum. Meekum to the right side to Richards. 1-point lead. It goes to Meekum. Jump pass comes to Uriss. Pass deflected. Stolen by Chanel Rose. Turnover by Union. Rose steps in front of the pass. As it was deflected, cross-court pass goes to Shaheen. Snow Canyon looking for their first lead since the first quarter. Danny Shaheen down low. Chanel Rose double-team shot. No good. There's a foul. The foul will belong to Union. Foul. Let's see who gets this. It'll be a shooting violation as Rose will shoot two no matter what. That will be the 10th team foul on Union. And there may be a question now at the scorer's table. One of the questions is, who gets the foul? Who gets the foul? And the timeout called. We didn't get a signal on who the foul was on. 2:51 left in the ballgame. Timeout, Snow Canyon, 52-51. Union with the lead back after this timeout.
Botine Seedery and More has signature sandwiches, classic sandwiches, salads, soups, and chili, fountain drinks, four flavors of non-fat fruit smoothies, and Snow Grows and Dryers ice cream. We cheerfully accept all phone or fax orders. Call us at 628-2496 or fax us at 656-3095. Botine Seedery and More off the Washington City Exit 10 at the east end of the Albertsons Green Spring Shopping Center. Botine Seedery and More.
The Locker Room thanks all of their loyal customers for their support. Everyone is invited to visit them now to check out super closeout pricing on all basketball shoes. Also, it's time to pick up soccer, track, and baseball apparel and shoes and the equipment at team discount prices. While you're looking to be the best you can be in your sport, the Locker Room is the only place to stop. The Locker Room, 514 North Bluff in St. George. The Animal Tender is Southern Utah.
Beaver and Enterprise will follow our post-game show here, but right now, what a ball game. 52-51, Union with the lead. Chanel Rose to shoot free throws. The foul belongs to Meekum, and according to my figures, that's number three on Meekum. Let's double check. April Meekum, that's her third personal foul. And at the free throw line, Chanel Rose missed the front end of a 1-1 just moments ago. Is 2-for-3 on the night. 2:51 left in the ball game. Father Dave Rose is in El Paso, Texas tonight, as BYU trying to make it two in a row on the road. Free throw up and good. Tie ball game. First time it's been even since the first quarter. 52-52. What a comeback by Snow Canyon. 2:51 left. Chanel Rose trying to get the lead to Snow Canyon. 2:51 left in the contest. Chanel Rose, second free throw. Good! Chanel Rose, 10 points on the night. 53-52 Snow Canyon. Union with the basketball. Hooks the pass cross court to Colton. Layup. Good! Union takes the basket, the lead right back. 54-53. Union with the pressure. Lead pass comes to Angie Colt. Union with a one-point lead, but it's a ball game now. Danny Shaheen down into the corner. Angie calls for three. Good! Or they only give her two. Or they only give her two. 55-54. Foot was on the line. Snow Canyon leads. Cross-court pass thrown away by Union. Snow Canyon with a chance for more than just a one-point lead. Janet Bundy back in. Bundy in. And who to sit down? It looks like Lindy Fry. Fry. With 2:19 left in the ball game, Bundy back in. That will give the height advantage to Snow Canyon. Inbounds comes to Shaheen. Lob pass picked up by Kolf. Double teamed right to the baseline. Trying to get the shovel pass to Bundy. Almost loses it. Gets it to Shaheen. Into the corner to Kolf. Back to Shaheen. Cross court to Smith. Smith has the notion, doesn't take the shot. She's been willing to shoot the shot. Cross court. Kolf will set up. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Rose. Back to the basket. Shot no good. There's a foul. And it may be on Meekum. And if it is, that's number four. Snow Canyon fans going crazy. Personal foul. No, that is on Beth Richards. That is five on Richards. Oh, how the fortunes have changed in the women's basketball games today. Pineview looked like they had third place all wrapped up, and Morgan got red hot in the second half. Well, Snow Canyon isn't red hot, but they have battled their way back for a lead, fouled out two of the key ball players. Into the lineup comes Sammy Nielsen. And Snow Canyon with a chance for more than a one-point lead. Chanel Rose at the free throw line, 4 out of 5. Anything she gets is a bonus for Snow Canyon right now. A minute 55 left in the contest. Snow Canyon trying to win the state championship. Chanel Rose. Free throw up and no good. Misses. Union fans enjoying that one. Snow Canyon fans hit the back of the rim and came sailing right back out. Chanel Rose with Snow Canyon leading by one. 55-54. Second free throw up and good. 2-point lead by Snow Canyon. 56-54. Snow Canyon has to play defense. Danny Shaheen working on your wrist. Double team on the basketball to Meekum. Cross-court pass goes to Nielsen. Nielsen fakes the shot. Brings it out in front to Meekum again. Back to your wrist. Not a bad offensive team in there for Union, but they're missing two of their top guns, Hutchison and Richards, who have fouled out. Double team along the sidelines. It goes to your rest. The ref gives the ball to Nielsen. Nielsen jump shot up, soft, and good. Ties the ball game with a minute 24 left. Snow Canyon with the basketball. Passed by Shaheen, stolen by Union. Turnover by Snow Canyon. With the basketball is Sarah Colton. Down the sidelines to go to your rest. The shot blocked by Rose. Off the hands of Union, out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Huge defensive play by Chanel Rose. Blocked the shot, down off of Juresk, out of bounds. It's out of bounds to Snow Canyon. A minute 10 left in the ball game, 56-56 tie. Juresk thought that she was fouled, but it was just the deflection of the basketball that threw her off balance. Rose had nothing but basketball. Danny Shaheen in backcourt. Down the sidelines, it goes to Brooke Smith. Pass underneath, Bundy, back shot, no good. Rebound off the hands of Union. Union saves it. Union with the basketball. Juresk into forecourt. Law pass. Too big for Nielsen. Saves it in the corner. Timeout Union. 51.7 seconds left in the game. No matter what, win or lose, these Snow Canyon girls have proven that they could come back. 22nd timeout by Union. 51.7 seconds left. It's a tie ball game. 56-56. The defense for Union, the defense for Snow Canyon, battling hard right now. And what looked to be a runaway for Union, Union had an 11-point lead at the half, an 11-point lead at the end of three quarters, and it would take a furious fourth quarter by Snow Canyon to get back even. Not only did Snow Canyon get back even, they had the 2-point lead until Tammy Nielsen hit the huge basket. Now, Union with the basketball. Snow Canyon with more determination. Snow Canyon has to put the stop on Union with enough time to get the basketball again. Or are we looking for overtime? 51.7 seconds left in this contest. Will Union go for one shot, or will they try to get the shot early and then try to make the defensive stop? Out of bounds. Tammy Nielsen, ready to inbound, does so. Along the sidelines to Uress. Alicia Uress, double team on the basketball. Uress to the left side. Foul almost stolen. They call a foul. It'll belong to Kalf. Kalf got the foul, her third personal foul. And two shots coming up for Uress. Alicia Uress is 2 for 4. 44.8 seconds left in the contest. Enough time. Triple team on the basketball. Uress turned just right as Kalf took a swipe at the basketball. She got more wrist than basketball. Uress trying to unbreak a 56-56 tie. First free throw is good. 57-56 Union. 44.8 seconds left in the ballgame. Uress trying to untie the game. Second free throw up and good. Hits two. Into the lineup comes Mandy Barton. To sit down will be home. Somebody comes out. That's Angie Kalf. Kalf to take a breather. Mandy Barton has a nice touch with the left hand. A little bit more size. Trying to take advantage of that size. 44.8 seconds left. 58-56 Union. Danny Shaheen. Pass to the baseline to Bundy. To the basket. Bank shot good. Tie ball game. Shaheen. Baseball pass the length of the court. In the forecourt, you risk against Smith. It's a 58-58 tie. Colton guarded closely by Bundy. Down the sidelines it comes. 26 seconds left. Uresk out in front to Meekum. Meekum to the left side. It goes to Nielsen. Into the corner it goes to Colton along the baseline. Colton jump shot. No good. Rebound. Battle for on the floor. Who has a jump ball call? Somebody gets it. Who gets the ball on the alternate possession? It belongs to Union, I think. Alternate possession belongs to Union. 13.8 seconds left. Chanel Rose talking with the officials. Everybody's smiling for a minute. No, it's out of bounds, or is it a timeout? Snow Canyon. Timeout Snow Canyon with 13.8 seconds left. Snow Canyon with the time up. Jump ball. Alternate possession. It belongs to Snow Canyon. We'll keep it right here. 13.8 seconds left in the ball game. Alternate possession. It belongs to Snow Canyon. And that was the dispute. The question. Timeout called by Snow Canyon. 13.8 seconds left. A 58-58 tie. Snow Canyon battling from 13 points down. A couple of times down by 13 points. Having a chance to come back. looking in the huddle, Brittany Hampton, who fouled out in the third quarter with both hands clasped in front of her mouth and nose, just her eyes showing, hoping against all hope that her teammates can pull it off. Union, a 58-58 tie, and Mike Ross, there was concern, I guess, about the alternate position. The initial indication was Union, and Mike Ross, arguing about something, he slams the clipboard down on his chair, saying it should have been out of bounds to Union. 13 seconds left in the ballgame. Gets it to Angie Kolf, is back into the lineup. Pass to Rose. 3-on-1. That's Rose through the hands of Bundy. Turnover. Rose, good pass. Bundy couldn't hang on to it. 5 seconds left. It's out of bounds to Union. 58-58 tie. Union has the timeout. 58-58 tie. Back after this timeout.
Resorts. Taking a weekend away or a much-needed vacation? Why not let your dogs, cats, birds, and exotic animals vacation at the Animal Tender while you're away? The Animal Tender offers boarding, grooming, training, and a doggy day camp. Canines have their own run, a courtyard, and optional playtime. And they have the state-of-the-art hydro-surge bath. Dr. Bruce and Lynn Jacobson are the new owners. The Animal Tender, 588 North Dixie Drive. Call today for your reservation, 673-0909.
Five seconds left in the ballgame. Union has to go the length of the court. The pass to Jana Bundy. Bundy just couldn't hang on to it as it's a turnover by Snow Canyon. 58-58. Are we looking for overtime with Snow Canyon and Union? What a ballgame. The best team in the state record-wise against the second best team in the state record-wise. The best team in the state having a heavy upper hand until Snow Canyon came back to get a lead, and then Union coming back to tie. Snow Canyon with a chance to win loses the basketball. 5 seconds left. Union with a chance to win cannot commit a foul. Snow Canyon cannot commit a foul. They have to play tough defense to do it. 5 seconds, enough time to get a shot off. But two of the top scorers are not there. Full court pressure by Snow Canyon. Meekum trying to inbound, does so to Uris. Uris into forecourt. Uris will put the shot over the left side. Jump shot, no good. It's overtime. 58-58 tie. We go to overtime. 4 minutes worth of more agony for both coaches back after this timeout.
It used to be St. George Yamaha, but now there's new ownership, and the new name is All Season Motorsports. The grand opening is March 6th and 7th. All Season Motorsports will be giving away a new Yamaha personal watercraft. So stop by and register. If you're looking for a new or used boat, a personal watercraft, a four-wheeler, or a motorcycle, see All Season Motorsports at 350 East St. George Boulevard.
Windshield replacement, auto or home window repair, that's what we specialize in at CR Glass in St. George. We even come to your home or office to do the work. We even give you a warranty on our workmanship and offer free chip repair on every windshield we replace. At CR Glass, we use only original equipment manufacturer's glass. CR Glass at 930 West Sunset Boulevard, across from the Phoenix Plaza, right here in St. George. Evans Hair Selling College.
58-58. Apparently, the discussion was whether Snow Canyon had possession and called timeout before a jump ball was called. Apparently, the alternate possession, if it begins, Union would have the alternate possession, and that was the question. And the ruling was, the official said, Snow Canyon had possession, called timeout, and then that's why Snow Canyon had the basketball. Snow Canyon had the possession, had timeout before the jump ball. Otherwise, it belongs to Union. Jump ball to begin the final quarter. Snow Canyon has boosted their shooting percentage to 42.2%. Jana Bundy and Sarah Colton to jump. The tap controlled by Bundy, but into the hands of Meekum. Union with the basketball. Across the 10-second line, it comes to Tammy Nielsen. Nielsen looks for help. Pressure by Snow Canyon. Pass goes to Uress. Uress. Danny Shaheen playing with four personal fouls. Lob to the baseline to Nielsen. Union, the smaller of the two teams. Ball knocked away by Shaheen, picked up by Uresk again. But Sarah Colton will be the key person because she's the one person that is tall enough to go against Snow Canyon. Colton with the basketball at the angle. Meekum with a three-pointer, no good. Shot up on the rebound, no good. Rebound brought down by Colt. Lead pass comes to Danny Shaheen. She wants to go to the basket, puts it up, no good. Blocking foul on Union. Shaheen, a chance to give the lead. And the foul will belong to Union. Personal foul will belong to number 32. That is Tammy Nielsen, her third. And at the free throw line, shooting two is Danny Shaheen. Shaheen had hit 12 straight free throws and then missed her last time. She is 3 for 4. Any hit out of these two puts Snow Canyon in the lead. Free throw good. Danny Shaheen, pressure ball player, gives the lead to Snow Canyon, 59-58. Her sister Mandy, part of a winning SUU team tonight. Second free throw, banks in. Straight on, but it counts. 60-48, 2-point lead. Ball almost knocked away by Kalf. They'll call a foul. Angie Kalf has her fourth personal foul. And to the free throw line will be Union. Union has to match. Danny Shaheen, two free throws in overtime, has given a 60-58 lead to Snow Canyon. At the free throw line, Alicia Uresk. She has hit four straight, 4 out of 6 on the night. 3:19 left in this ball game. 60-58, Snow Canyon. Uresk steadies herself. Free throw up and no good. No good. 60-58. Uresk too long with that one. Second free throw up and good. It's that one. Snow Canyon by one. Full court pressure by Union. Lindy Fry back into the lineup for ball handling purposes. Bounce pass comes to Danny Shaheen. She looks down underneath, now brings it out to Angie Kalf. Back to Danny Shaheen. They want the layups if they can. To Angie Kalf, to the high post to Chanel Rose, to the baseline. Shaheen, jump shot over the basket. Rebound brought down by Rose. Knocked away, touch last by Colton. Colton knocked it away from Rose. It's out of bounds to Snow Canyon. 4 minute overtime. We have 3 minutes and a second left in that 4 minute overtime. 60-59, 1 point lead, Snow Canyon. Lindy Fry. Fry lobs it into Bundy. Gets the basket? No. Puts it up no good, but there's a foul on Union. Bundy couldn't get the basket to fall. Got the inbound pass, got the shot. That is Meekum with her fourth personal foul. 4 on Meekum. At the free throw line will be Bundy. Bundy has hit 3 straight after hitting only 1 out of her first 6 free throws on the night. Bundy steadies herself. Free throw up and soft and good. Bundy, 3 for 3 as far as the free throws are concerned in overtime for Snow Canyon. 2-point lead, 61-59. Second free throw, Bundy. Good! 3-point lead, 62-59. Across the 10-second line comes Uresk. Out in front, Uresk, 22nd timeout by Union. And the officials, some of the music came on for some reason. And Jeff Reeves, the public address announcer, apparently there was a problem. I'm not sure if that, I don't think it was Emory's band that struck up. The music came on. Is it a 22nd timeout? No, I don't think it'll count as a 22nd timeout. It'll go as an official timeout. Bundy comes out. Back in is Brooke Smith, along with Lindy Fry. 3-point lead, Snow Canyon. 2:47 left in this overtime. To Sarah Colton at the high post. Drives in the lane. Shot up and good. Colton cuts it back to within 1. Colton, another basket. She has been double tough for Union. In backcourt, Snow Canyon. Angie Kalf with the basketball. Down the sidelines. Almost stolen. Danny Shaheen. Jump ball. It belongs to Snow Canyon. Alternate possession. It began afresh with the overtime. Ready to come back in will be Jana Bundy for offensive purposes and Brooke Smith to sit down. 62-61, 2:29 left in the game in the overtime. Snow Canyon has the 1-point lead. Shaheen, lob pass at the angle to Fry. Underneath it goes to Bundy to Chanel Rose. One bounce dribble, bank shot, will hang and fall. Chanel Rose, huge second half. 3-point lead again. Pressure by Snow Canyon. Uresk to dribble into forecourt. The pass at the angle goes to Nicole Larson. Out in front it comes to Uresk. To the right side to Meekum. Pass down low to Larson. Larson shoots over Rose. Shot over the basket. Rebound. Battle for. Who comes up with it? Jump ball out of bounds to Union. Union has the basketball. On the alternate possession, It's out of bounds to Union. Should be out of bounds to Union this time around. With 2:01 left in overtime. 64-61, Snow Canyon by three. Union with the basketball, great ball club, and Snow Canyon has proved to be a team of hearts. Inbound comes out in front to Nielsen. Right side, three-point attempt, Uress. Misses everything. Saved by Union. No, it isn't. Out of bounds to Snow Canyon. 64-61, Snow Canyon senses that they have the opportunity of a lifetime now. Mark Hepler up giving some defensive signals, and Esplin picking on part of the team to give instructions. Full court pressure by Union. Three-point lead by Snow Canyon. Largest lead of the second half. And it comes in overtime. Pass comes to Danny Shaheen. Shaheen into forecourt. Pass comes to Angie Culp. They're going to play a little keep away. Ball knocked away. Shaheen gets it back. Shaheen saves it into the hands of Angie Culp. Pass comes back out in front to Shaheen. Shaheen down the sidelines. It comes to Culp. Bounce pass comes back to Shaheen. A minute 35 left in the overtime to Lindy Fry. They want the easy shot to Chanel Rose. Double teamed. Rose makes the move in the lane. Takes the jump shot. It will fall. Chanel Rose. Huge basket. 5-point lead. Lead pass comes the other way to Nielsen. Shot blocked by Chanel Rose. Taken out of the air by Chanel Rose. Outlet pass comes to Shaheen. Blocking foul, Union. A minute 14 left in the game. Chanel Rose. Personal foul belongs to Uress. That's number four on Uress. Mike Ross livid in front of the Union bench. And Danny Shaheen, a chance to put the cap on this one. Still a 5-point lead and a lot of time left. A minute 14 in overtime. Danny Shaheen at the free throw line is 2-for-2 in overtime. Timeout called by Snow Canyon with a minute 14 left and a 5-point lead. 66-61, Snow Canyon back after this timeout.
Evans Hair Selling College wishes all the Washington County High Schools good luck in the state tournament and would like to remind you that you can get professional beauty salon services at school prices at Evans Hair Styling College. Any female, you can have your hairstyle for just $2 any Monday or Tuesday, and Evans Hair Styling College is the home of the $3 haircut every Thursday from 8 until 5. Evans Hair Styling College is located at 955 East Tabernacle, just north of the Dixie College campus, and you can call them at 673-6128. The BYU International Folk Dancers will perform Saturday the 28th at the Dixie Center, Cox Performing Arts Center. This ensemble presents one of the broadest spectrums of international music and dance performed by a single group. Saturday's program includes selections from Western and Eastern Europe, the Middle East, Asia, Latin America, and North America. There will be a matinee at 3 p.m. with open seating. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students. The evening performance begins at 8. For ticket information, call the Dixie Center at 628-7003.
Snow Canyon, 66-61 the lead. Danny Shaheen, a chance to put more of a cushion on this game. 5-point lead, 66-61. Shaheen to shoot two. Dead eye, free throw, in and out. It was online and popped right back out. A minute 14 left, 66-61. Danny Shaheen is 5-for-7 on the night. She's the one you want at the free throw line. Second free throw, that one is good. It's a 6-point lead, 67-61. Union in backcourt. Tammy Nielsen will be bothered by the Snow Canyon pressure. Snow Canyon will put the defense on to the baseline. It goes to Uress. Pass intended for Larson. Deflected. Stolen by Smith. Jump ball called. I think it's out of bounds to Snow Canyon this time. Smith got a hand on it. Turnover. Snow Canyon has the ball. A minute two. Seems like an eternity for Snow Canyon. Seems like a moment for Union. Danny Shaheen breaks the press with a dribble into forecourt. Danny Shaheen to the left side. It goes to Angie Culp. Culp with the basketball. Culp being chased to the right side. It goes to Lindy Fry. Fry's the one that gets fouled. And it may be on Meekum. If it is, I think that is number five on Meekum. Meekum fouls out with 51.1 seconds left in overtime. And Meekum fouls out with just one basket on the night. What a turnaround. Snow Canyon just willing themselves to come back into this game because Union had the upper hand. Union had the upper hand in more ways than one. Lindy Fry at the free throw line. 1-for-2 on the night, shooting two, and will be substituted for as soon as that is completed. Angie Gaylor back into the lineup. Still a lot of time left. 6-point lead by Snow Canyon. 67-61, Snow Canyon close to winning their first women's state championship. Free throw misses everything but the floor. Plenty Fry, not even close. As someone said, thank heavens for the law of gravity. But Fry has been known to come back. Big smile on her face. 51.1 seconds left. Fry, second shot up. Good. She hits it. 7-point lead. Into the lineup comes Janet Bundy. Fry comes out with a giggle. She's laughing on that one. And gets a clap of the hands from her teammates. 51 seconds left in the ball in this overtime. Uresk into forecourt, looking for the screen. Will put up the three-pointer short. Rebound taken by Bundy. Snow Canyon gets it to Chanel Rose. Foul will go to Union with 39.5 seconds left. Chanel Rose, big grin on her face. Three personal fouls, never really got warmed up in this game until the fourth quarter when she finally got warm. Only had two free throws in the third quarter, but right now stands with 15 points on the night for Chanel Rose. And with the defensive effort, rebounding wise, and all coming down the wire, maybe our defensive player of the game will take it away from her as a co-defensive player yesterday and give it to Brittany Hanson yesterday and make Chanel Rose the defensive player today, maybe. We'll talk about that. Free throw good. Chanel Rose, 5 points in overtime, 69-61. Union wants a timeout. Union finally gets a signal from their coach, Mike Ross. They want a 20-second timeout, enough to ice the shooter. 39 and a half seconds left in overtime. Snow Canyon, 69. And Union, 61. What a turnaround. What an amazing turnaround. As Union dominated three-quarters of this ball game. Well, most of three-quarters. And Snow Canyon came back to get the tie, get the lead. Then Union had to come back and get a pressure jump shot from Tammy Nielsen, heroics by the sub, to send it into overtime. And now Snow Canyon in overtime, about to pick up a win if they can keep their heads together. Chanel Rose, one more free throw coming up. Rose is 6-for-8 from the free throw line. This is a great week for the Rose family. Father Dave, assistant coach at BYU, and they picked up the big win in New Mexico. And who knows what's happening tonight at Texas El Paso. They could come back with two wins. And Snow Canyon about to make it 3-for-3 this week. Rose, free throw, good. Nothing but net. 70-61, 9-point lead. Union has to get three threes up in a hurry. Uresk, top of the key, three-pointer, air ball out of bounds to Snow Canyon. Nope. The official from out in front says it was touched by a Snow Canyon player. It's out of bounds to Union. Lindy Fry back in. It will not be Snow Canyon's basketball. 31.8 seconds. A Snow Canyon player got the fingertips on the basketball, on the shot. The official out in front saying yes. Union inbounds. It comes to Colton. Back to Nielsen. Back to Uresk. Back to Nielsen. Three-point attempt. Too hard. Rebound. Battle for. Taken by Colton. Bank shot. Too hard. Rebound. Bundy. Bundy will be fouled. 20 and a half seconds left. Foul will belong to Nicole Larson. Larson has her second personal foul. 20 and a half seconds left. 70-61. Snow Canyon starting to enjoy it now. And a whole bunch of Snow Canyon fans. And yes, there are a few Pine View and Dixie.